Exclusive, Bruce Poliquin, Representative Jared Golden enables Democrat agenda by allowing Pelosi to have the gavel. By Ashley Oliver on August 8, 2022. Representative Jared Golden, DME, may defect from his party on certain votes, but he furthers the Democrat agenda simply by helping the party to maintain its slim majority. Former Representative Bruce Poliquin, Army, said during an appearance on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday. Poliquin, who is aiming to unseat Golden in Maine's battleground 2nd District, contended that Golden, despite voting no on most but not all of President Joe Biden's multiple behemoth spending packages, is a big part of the now 40-year high inflation straining Americans' budgets. He's enabling all this to happen because he is a Democrat that has allowed Nancy Pelosi to have the gavel, Poliquin said. It's really that simple. He is a reliable vote for Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and not more than 80% of the time. Listen. Poliquin, a former longtime businessman, served in Congress for 4 years until 2019. He narrowly lost his last re-election race to Golden as a result of the state's recently adopted ranked choice voting system and is now hoping to oust Golden in a red-leaning district that voted 8 points in favor of Trump in 2020. When House Democrats are not relying on Golden's vote to pass a given bill, they let him off the hook and he votes the other way, Poliquin said. Golden, a Marine veteran, has been the sole Democrat to break with his party on certain major bills, including the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act and the $1.7 trillion Build Back Better Act. He has also voted against certain pieces of gun control legislation and against one of the two articles of impeachment against former President Donald Trump and Trump's first impeachment. Poliquin said, but let's look at some of his votes. He voted for amnesty for millions of illegals that are in the country, Poliquin continued. He voted to end private health insurance you get through work and push everybody into Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan. He voted to nationalize our elections and get rid of voter ID. He voted for abortion until birth. He voted to get rid of due process for legal gun owners. So you know, he is a big part of this agenda, but he's trying to fool you. He's trying to show himself as a moderate right now. He's not. Maine's 2nd District is an expansive rural district and geographically covers roughly 80% of the state. Election analyst Cook Political Report rates the district as leaning 6 points toward Republicans, and Poliquin called it one of the top pickup opportunities in America. Poliquin said, if we do not win the seat, and if we do not win the majority back, and this is one of the top pickup opportunities in America, if we don't do that, everything that we have seen the last 2 years gets worse. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.